T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is what I want to say, folks. Tell your kids. Tell your kids to tell their kids. I don't know how cool this is coming from grandma and grandpa, but I mean, hey, you do what you got to do. If you're going to do things and photograph it and document your entire life, starting at a very young age, this stuff comes back. Mm-hmm. And I think that over the course of time, it's going to have a I don't know how it's going to change, but for somebody who's my age, in my late 30s, I didn't have a phone that took pictures that I actually used to take pictures until I was in the middle of college, I think. So I'm probably at the tail end of age where you got to grow up without documenting everything all the time. And it still is, going back to what I was saying about Nina Jankowicz and her stupid videos of all of her singing parody songs about how you hide a little lie, like, oh my gosh. I am not cultured in a way that thinks that everybody wants to see what I do. I'm saying this as a radio show host, so I understand the irony. This is my job, though. It's different to have gone through the life that I've gone through and you know, I'll sit down and explain to you in great detail if you're interested in how I've paid my dues over the course of time, because I certainly have, to get here to this point. But even now, I'm hesitant to do overt things that are just like, look at me, look at me. Kids who have computers and phones and cameras and tablets and all of this stuff at their fingertips are very misguided in that their belief is that whatever they put out on the internet, people want to see. Generally speaking, the people who want to see what you're putting out there do not have your best interests at heart. And there's a whole array of reasons why whatever you put out on the internet is not going to be used for your personal benefit. But it's forever. Once it hits the internet, you can take it down. It's not gone. It's still out there somewhere. Any number of screenshots or whatever might have manifested out of it. You get to the point where kids are raised in a way that they think that their every breath is of interest and value to other people. And I hate to say this, but I need to say this. Maybe to your mama, maybe to your daddy. Your grandparents love you. It's pushing it, going outside of that circle. And, you know, I think about this in the way that people are going to have, because I think Madison Cawthorn was mid-20s. So he has been in a much more social media engaged world for a lot more of his youth than people who are my age in my mid-30s and in the late 30s have experienced. But it breeds this, there's so much power in the fingertips of a child when they're holding a phone. It's too much power. I think it's Savannah Guthrie did on the Today Show a feature, and it was, I don't remember what it's called specifically. It's like Not Until 8th or something like that. But the whole point is to not, it is for parents to band together and not provide phones to their kids until eighth grade. So you're 14, and in eighth grade you turn 14. Wait Until 8th is the name of the movement. You can go to waituntil8th.org. And I think that the idea here is that it really sucks if your kid is the only kid in fifth grade who doesn't have a phone. But I'm sorry, child of mine, that just sucks. What can we do together that would fill your time here? Kids don't want phones. They want computers. They want access to You know, to them, a phone doesn't make phone calls. That's not what a phone is to them. A phone is something that they can use to document themselves and share things about themselves that make them feel good about themselves. So you take social media and you apply it to children, and it's a whole bunch of people in a crowded space yelling at the top of their lungs, "Look at me." None of them are interested in what other people are doing. All it is one huge case of FOMO. And if you don't know what that means fear of missing out. So if somebody in middle school or in high school posts a picture of the best day of their life, that makes other kids feel bad about themselves because they didn't have the best day of their life in that moment. So then they use that as an opportunity. I gotta take a picture of me, you know, and fabricate something or document something. Maybe it's not a picture of themselves to make it look like they're having the best day of their lives too. It's a big lie. It's a big mirage of insecurity. And, you know, when you get a little older, maybe the end of high school or specifically college, if you're documenting the things you did in college, like I see some of these pictures that have come out of what Madison Cawthorn, I mean, they're pictures of him. And he's at parties. But college kids have been going to parties for all of time. They just haven't been snapping photographs left and right and having a place where you can click one button and share it with the entire world. I mean, you used to have to take those pictures to Walmart and wait 48 hours, 1 hour if you were lucky, and then you'd get your 24 photos developed and six of them would be good. And then what do you do with them? You put them in a pile. And then maybe you look at them later. If you're like super organized, you put them in a photo album. The people who are parenting kids today, I'm one of them, don't know what it's like to grow up with the pressures of social media. We know what it's like to grow up with bullies. We know what it's like to grow up and think back on a time that maybe we were the bully. We know what it's like to grow up with feelings of insecurity or insufficiency or jealousy or envy or failure. We all experience that, but in a world where everything on the internet is forever and you have something in 10, 20 years that you want to do, that picture's going to come up and you're going to have to speak on it. And I don't think the kids understand the gravity of that situation. And generally speaking, the mistakes that are made are so far down the path before they're even identified as mistakes by the people, the parents that hopefully are supervising those situations.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.